this stuff that you have on your website, you are literally giving money away. And I don't know if I'm being a bit, I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't know if you know how powerful your stuff are, honestly, because I could come in any day and I'm feeling down and so on. And I listen to not a few of your podcasts, just one, anyone. I just go on there and just click whatever I want. And straight away, the mood just changed. Everything just changed. It just came to my mind. I don't understand how on earth is Chuck actually putting this podcast on his website for free. It's just really, really, really honestly crazy stuff, because these things are so powerful. Like I said to you, it's just extremely powerful stuff, honestly. Honestly powerful stuff.
Oh yeah, let it run, let it run. Oh, what is up, Mountain Movers? It's Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com. Fired up, as always, to bring you another action-packed, content-driven, 100% pure motivational and inspirational gold to take your life, to take your business, to take your passion to the next level. We're taking you to the top of the mountain, baby. And speaking of the top of the mountain, a big time shout out to you for helping us become the number one numeral uno podcast on iTunes for self-help. It's just amazing. And you know what? It goes as proof that when you say yes to your dream, when you say yes to your passion, your goal, your burning desire, when you commit to your dream, when you make it a must, that is when mountains start to move, and that is when there is absolutely no looking behind you. I can't stress it enough. This podcast, the website, the business, the products, the whole Making Mountains Move movement, it all, just like everything else in this world, right? Your phone, your computer, your car, your desk, everything, it all starts out as just an idea. Think about that. Everything you see around you started out as nothing more than an idea. Let me ask you something, brother, sister. Do you have an idea for something? Do you have a dream, a purpose, a calling to perhaps be doing something different with your life, something better, maybe something more profound, more fulfilling? If you do, and I'm willing to bet that if you're listening to a message like this, a podcast such as the Triple M podcast that you do, I want you to get crystal clear on exactly what that vision is, what that dream is, what that calling is. You've got to define it. You've got to set the target. Now, one exercise that I give all of my coaching clients, we're going right into coaching mode here, is to figure out exactly how they want their life to look like in 5 years from now. Forget about the how, all right? Forget the flipping how. If there were no barriers, if money wasn't an issue, if you knew you could not fail, how would you want your life to look like in 5 years from now? Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do, because I want you to experience new results, new success, better success, the best you could ever imagine creating. That's how we roll here at Making Mountains Move, creating the absolute best of your ability, of your potential, and accepting nothing less. Get out a notebook, and I do recommend using a notebook here over a Word document or writing on your computer. It's just, you know, a good old-fashioned pen and paper, it's a much more intimate experience. Set aside 20 minutes, just 20 minutes. Look, if you're serious about your dream, if you're serious about your purpose, your passion, trust me, you can find 20 minutes in your schedule. Start to script out exactly how you want your life to look like in 5 years, all right? No limitations here. You're playing inside your imagination where literally there are zero limitations. The only limitations are the ones that you impose, kind of like your outside world. But how do you want your life to look? Get clear. Set that target, that destination, because without that target set, without that destination in place, where are you going, right? You have no direction to aim towards. Trust me, you do not want to be like I was when I was stuck inside that rat race, just going through life aimlessly, all right? You know the story, no direction, no purpose, no destination. It wasn't until I got clear. It wasn't until I set that destination, doing this exact same exercise, by the way. Yes, I eat my own cooking on what I wanted to do, right? How I wanted my life to look, the career I wanted, the business, the lifestyle, all of that. It wasn't until I put that all down in writing and committed myself. And by the way, to me, commitment means burning the boats, all right? No retreating. You give it everything you've got with everything you have from where you stand right now. See, a remarkable thing starts to happen when you laser focus on your dream, on your outcome, on your destination. You can call it law of attraction, call it divine intervention, call it what you will. But when you commit yourself, and I mean truly and fully 100% commit yourself, this is my outcome. This is my destination. This is where I'm going. The universe, God, spirit, source, it starts to respond to your demands immediately. When you ask, it is absolutely given. You know, the right people start to show up. We talked about this. The right opportunities present themselves. Things start to happen. And I can't explain the magic that happens, but what I can explain to you, what I can tell you from going through this process myself, that when you do act, when you do show up, when you do make that commitment to yourself, to your goal, through your thoughts, your words, and your actions, that, my friends, and you'll witness this for yourself, that is when mountains start to move. See, the how, and you know, repetition, it's the mother of all skill. I can't say that enough. Repetition is the mother of all skill. You got to get this. We talked about this. I want you to get this. When you get clear on the outcome, the destination, the target, the goal, the how will start to reveal itself, right? Those impulses that you get, those ideas that come to you, the inspiration and intuition that starts to come through, these aren't just random things, right? They're not just random ideas. This is the path revealing itself to you. The question I have for you is, are you paying attention to what's showing up? Are you paying attention to the signs, the synchronicities, the ideas, the nudges, the inspiration? Please, please do not discount these things. In fact, advanced exercise here. While you do this exercise of creating your intention for what you want your life to look like in the next 5 years, I suggest having a separate notebook or piece of paper handy when you do this exercise, and to use this for those ideas, those nudges, those glimpses of inspiration that start to come to you. Capture these ideas, okay? You come back to them later. They're not to be discounted, all right? They're not to be discounted. I was on my weekly mastermind call today. Remind me, by the way, to do a training on masterminds. Powerful, powerful. But today I was talking to my mastermind group about what I call the butterfly effect. All right, basically, anytime you get an idea or thought or impulse or inspiration that just gets you all fired up, and I mean just super excited, right, enthusiastic, those butterflies start to turn inside your stomach. That's what I'm talking about. That's a sign that you're onto something. All right, see, our feelings are excellent indicators if we're moving in the right direction or not. And whenever you get that butterfly effect, all right, that excitement, that enthusiasm, it's a sign that you're on to something. And by the way, what a perfect segue. I love synchronicities. What a perfect segue with what I want to come at you today with here on the Making Mountains Move podcast. Question is, and I was asked this very recently, Chuck, what if you're having difficulties getting fired up about your goal or dream, right? That passion, the drive, the motivation, the fire wears down for your goal. You know, you lose your zest. What do you do? What do I do is the question. And, you know, it's check this out. I mean, are you always going to be fired up 24/7, 365? Probably not. You know, not unless you're plugging into a movement like this one. But even then, you know, you're human, right? And if you ever find yourself without that passion, without that drive, without that motivation or inspiration for your dream, it dissipates. What I want you to do is to check in with yourself. And specifically, I want you to look at where your focus is. You know, you know this, all right? You know this. You got to believe in yourself, and you got to believe in your dream. Because belief, you know, if you don't have belief in yourself or your goal, all the action in the world won't save you. You got to go inside. I'll say it again. We've said it many times on these podcasts. Your inside world literally creates your outside world. Or said differently, your outside world is a pure reflection of what's going on inside your inside world. Always have to go inside first. Everything starts as an idea, right? Well, if you ever find yourself lacking that belief, you know, the passions wither down, the enthusiasm, the drive, the zest for your goals is low, you're likely focusing on one of two things. Primarily speaking, now every person's different, but primarily speaking, you're likely focusing on one of two things. Number one is you're either doubting that you'll achieve your goal, or number two, you're only looking at what's on your present radar screen. Now, number one is directly linked to number two. In other words, if you're only looking at what's on your radar screen, the things that are currently going on in your life, then doubt is naturally going to arise. I'm here to tell you that 99% of the things that will take you to your goal, that will take you to your target, your destination, are presently off of your radar screen. And if you're basing your judgments, your belief, your expectation, or lack thereof, based upon what you can see on your current radar screen, of course you're going to doubt yourself. You know, you're not going to have much passion or motivation to get after it, to go after your goal. You know, you don't expect that you will succeed. And the reason for this is because all you can see around you is evidence of why it won't work, right? Why you might fail, why you don't have the resources, the talent, the money, the experience, the connections. Again, you're only looking at things, situations, events, people, circumstances that are going on around you right now. And everything that's going on around you right now, everything, is nothing more than a result of your past thinking and your past actions. All that can be changed in an instant, literally in an instant. See, most of the things that are going to take you to your destination are right now off of your radar screen. You can't look at what's happening right now and let this influence your thinking. You know, I say this a lot, your history does not equal your destiny. I hope you have that written down and paste it all over the place because it's so powerful. It's a reminder, your history does not equal your destiny. So the key here to grasp, you know, you want to talk about building belief and expectation, the thinking part of the equation, your thoughts. Now, most people won't tell you this, but the thinking part of the equation is 99% of the equation itself. 99% of the process to successful goal achievement is thinking, because when you get your thoughts right, everything else falls into place. You know, you start to act differently, you talk differently, you think differently. More than that, your radar screen starts to expand. And I'll say this again, your radar screen starts to expand. When you expand your thinking, you expand your radar screen. New things start to come into your experience, new people, new events, new opportunities. But first, the first step is to expand your thinking. You know the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. Well, let's take this concept even deeper, all right? Making mountains move style. You can't keep thinking the way you've been thinking and expect different results. In other words, you've got to get off of your radar screen. What this means is to stop living in your past, to stop thinking about, you know, all the mistakes that you might have made, the people who might have done you wrong, the actions that you haven't taken, the opportunities that you might have missed, all of that, it's all behind you. It's in the past. And by you keep thinking about these things and worrying about them, reflecting on them, all it does, it just keeps you stuck exactly where you are. Do you get this? You know, this is why so many of you can't seem to make that quantum leap in your life, that quantum jump to the next level. Why you keep experiencing the same results, the same setbacks, the same adversities and challenges, the same year over and over again. I want you to hear me on this, all right? Hear me on this. Your attention to anything, whether you're thinking about your past, your present, or your future, whatever you give your attention to, you're going to include in your experience. For example, let me give you an example here. When you remember something from your past, you're focusing energy, all right? Creative, attractive energy. When you imagine something that might happen in your future, guess what? You're focusing energy. And when you're observing something about your present, same thing, you're focusing energy. And it's that focusing of energy that's creating a very specific vibration within you. Law of Attraction training right here. We're covering all the bases today. But that vibration, all right, that focusing of your energy through your attention, whether on your past, your future, or your present, is determining exactly what you're attracting into your life. This is why it's so important and why I teach all of my private coaching clients that you must get off your radar screen and start focusing on where you want to go. To not look at things as they are, but to look at things as you want them to be. You know, your past is your past. Forget about it, man. Move on. Because by you keeping your attention there on your past, the mistakes, the failures, the setbacks, your focus there, your energy there, is only going to keep the past repeating itself. And by only looking at what's on your radar screen, you know, again, you're going to have doubts. So how do you get back that motivation, that zest, that passion, that get fired up for your goals and desires? You get off your radar screen. And how do you get off your radar screen? You change your focus. You change your attraction set point. Remember, whatever you're giving your attention to, whatever you're giving your energy to, you're attracting into your life. Here's the key here. Here's the strategy, is to not look at things the way they are, but rather to look at things the way you want them to be. Go back and do the exercise that I gave you at the very beginning of today's message. Get clear on your outcome. Get clear on that destination. Be sure that you're putting your focus and your attention on where you want to be, not on where you presently are. Put your attention on the results you want to achieve versus the results that you currently have. Understand that many of the things, again, this is so instrumental here, many of the things that are going to take you to where you want to go, to that destination, to the successful achievement of your goal, are right now not on your radar screen. And let that excite you, you know? By putting your focus on your goal, your outcome, your destination, you're going to start to attract new resources. New people will start to show up in your life. New ideas will start to flood your mind. New experiences, new opportunities, new situations will start to present themselves to take you to your goal. The universe loves speed, all right? I can tell you this from experience. The universe absolutely loves speed. So don't wait on this, because the reality is this. The longer you wait to change your focus, the longer you keep focusing on your current results or your current lacks or your current limitations or your current shortcomings, the longer you're going to stay stuck exactly where you are right now. You'll never move beyond that. Get off of your radar screen. Expand your thinking. Focus is everything. Again, thinking is 99% of the equation. Adjust your focus and you will adjust your life. Listen, I'm telling you, your best days are ahead of you. This community of awesome mountain movers is all about making this week better than the last one, this month better than the last one, this year better than last year. It's all about moving forward and demanding your best, demanding the best from yourself, bringing out your best day in and day out. Because again, we've said this before, I'll say it again, when you become your best, you start to receive the best. Can you say fired up? Yo, if you have any questions about this, you know the routine. You can hit me up, chuck@makingmountainsmove.com. If you haven't done so already, check out my free e-course, 7 Steps to Becoming Your Best. Or, of course, I love connecting with you action takers over at Facebook, facebook.com/makingmountainsmove. And listen, if you really want to get close to the source of momentum, if you want to work together with me personally to crush your adversities and create a profitable business around your passion, we've got a brand new coaching program just for you, ridiculously priced. You can find the details over at makingmountainsmove.com. Look, as I always say, whether it's my coaching, products, speeches, or even these podcasts, your success is my success. We do not leave any dreams behind. You can probably hear my daughter Cadence in the background. She always does this. That's my cue. Let's do a quick recap here, all right? Quick recap. Get clear on your dream, on your destination. Script it out. You know, script it out. 20 minutes. Give yourself 20 minutes. Does your dream deserve 20 minutes of your time? How do you want your life to be? If that passion starts to fade, if you find yourself losing the drive, losing the enthusiasm, check in with yourself. Look at where your focus is at. It's time for you, yes, you, to get out there. Get after it. Say it with me now. If you're in the car right now, roll down the freaking window and scream it from the top of your lungs. Make those mountains move.